Welcome to another revival message from Apostle John Pierre Becker, Senior Pastor of Revival Christian Church South Africa. If you are in the Pretoria area, come and visit us.
I want to impart the revelation of God's word into your spirit. And I came with a word. I woke up with this word in my spirit this morning. And the Spirit of God has been speaking to us for a few weeks now on remnant worship. Remnant worship. How many of you were blessed by the word Friday night? How many of you were blessed by the word? If you can just take the mitts out of my mic and just run me with treble and bass, please. Thank you. So we started a very powerful movement on worship. And we're getting the sound of heaven into the church. Remnant worship is the worship of heaven being made manifest in the earth realm. Remnant worship is the sound of worship. The sound of worship. The worship that's going on in heaven. That sound is being released in the earth. It is the remnant. It is the tribe of Judah. The tribe of Judah in the Bible is the remnant. Say with me, the remnant. Very powerful. And I want you to quickly write these things down. There are specific blessings promised for those that are part of the remnant movement. Those that are part of the remnant worship. There's promises, blessing promises available for you. And I want to declare it over your life this morning. How many of you are ready for it? So there's special favor upon worshipers, praisers. The word Judah, I want you to write it down. Judah means, the word Judah in Hebrew means Yada. And that means to extend one's hands in worship. Therefore, I can walk into a building and I can see who is the remnant worshipers. Because the hands is extended in worship. The hands is always raised in worship. You see them pressing in. That is a sign that that person is part of the remnant. They worship like Judah. That word Yada means to confess. It means confession. Confession of praise offered to God. It also means to give thanks. How do I enter the presence of God? I enter the presence of God by giving thanks. I giving thanks for His goodness in my life. Number two, I praise Him for His greatness in my life. And number three, I worship Him because I am the sheep of His pasture. The Bible says God inhabits the praises of His people. What is it? What is it that caused Judah to be so favored of God? What is it that caused God to bless Judah in such a phenomenal way? It was because he was a praiser. He was a worshiper. Praise is God's description. I want you to write it down. Praise is God's description for changing your environment. When you begin to praise, when you begin to worship, your environment changes. I don't know what environment you are living in, but that environment will change through your praise today. Somebody shout praise. God was definitely pleased with Judah. God is pleased with the tribe of Judah. God chose him and put special favor upon his life. Quickly pick up in Psalm 78 and verse 67. Psalm 78 and verse 67. Moreover, he rejected the tent of Joseph and did not choose the tribe of Ephraim. Verse 68. But chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loved. How many of you know to be part of the remnant is to be a chosen generation? The Bible says all are called, but few are chosen. What does the word remnant mean? The word remnant means chosen by God. The word remnant means that you are picked out by God. He picked you out. He chose you. You did not choose him. He chose you. And he put this special favor and grace upon your life. The Bible says he rejected the tent of Joseph. But the Bible says, but he chose the tribe of Judah. 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 4. The Lord, the God of Israel, chose me. You have to say that in boldness this morning. I am chosen by God. Won't you shout it with boldness? Say, I am chosen. No demon in hell can remove that from upon your life. You are chosen by God. Man did not choose you. Man did not pick you out. Not even your mother. It is God in his infinite wisdom that picked you out. Woo! He chose me. With all your flaws. With all your mistakes. With all your false steps. Although David had flaws and false steps, he was a remnant. David was chosen of God. Which means nothing you do or say is going to change the mind of God. Abraham, listen, I'm not endorsing sin. But Abraham, listen, because he was chosen, although he lied about his wife, God still blessed him. I'm just proving to you that nothing is going to change the mind of God concerning you. You are chosen by God. Somebody shout, I'm chosen. David from my whole family to be the king of Israel forever. He chose Judah as a leader, a pioneer, an entrepreneur, a groundbreaker. The tribe of Judah, they've been chosen as leaders. They break new ground. They leave no stone unturned. As a leader from the house of Judah, he chose me from my family and from my father's sons. He was pleased to make me king over Israel. God, one thing I want from God is for God to say, I am well pleased with you. He can say anything else, but I want him to say this one thing. I am pleased with you. The Bible says that God was pleased with the tribe of Judah. Won't you raise both your hands and say, God is pleased with me. Say it one more time. God is pleased with me. The significance of the tribe of Judah is seen both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And it bears the witness to special favor that was placed upon Judah. What made Judah significant and caused special favor to be bestowed upon his life was praise. God cannot turn a praiser down. I don't understand how people can come so lazy in praise and worship. Can't even raise their hands in praise and worship. If you praise God, if you praise God 7 days a week, in your car, in the shower, in the workplace, in the marketplace, in the schools, wherever you are, God says, I will release special favor. I wonder if you can take a praise break right now. Woo! Say with me, I'm a praiser. Forget about the opinion of people around you. You are a praiser. Forget about people looking at you. You are a praiser. Somebody say, I did not come here for man. I came here to glorify him. The Bible says in Nahum 12, 27, at the dedication of the wall around Jerusalem, after the exile of the leaders of Judah, the Bible says they were stationed at the walls with chairs. The tribe of Judah was placed strategically. Pick up in Judges 20 and verse 18. Judges 20 and verse 18. They said, who of us shall go first to fight against the Benjamites? Judges 20 verse 18. The Lord replied, Judah shall go first.
Oh my God.
I can push this revelation. But if there's no demand from you, I drop the mic, I get in the claw, and fly to Cape Town. I say, if there's a demand, there's going to be a flow of revelation. You have to pull the revelation this morning. The Bible says, God said, Judah shall go first. Which means you, the remnant, will always be first. Give me five men quickly to volunteer quickly. Five men. Just five. One over here. One over here. Now stand like you're in a queue. You're in a queue. Okay. Stand like this. Face me. Turn this way. Say with me. The tribe of Judah will always be first. You know what favor will do upon your life? Because you're the tribe of Judah, you can be right at the back. Because you're the tribe of Judah, maybe this mic has more vitamins. Because you're the tribe of Judah, God will pull you out from the back and put you in the first row. I prophesy you will not settle for the back row, but I prophesy you will always be first. Always be first in finances, always be first in life, always be first in choice. Give God praise if you believe it in the house. Thank you, guys. Take your seats. Woo! Judah shall go up first. Say it one more time. I'll be first. Say it one more time. I'll be first. Quickly pick up in Genesis 49. And I want my wife to read for us. Quickly get it in the Bible. Genesis 49 and verse 8. Genesis 49 from verse 8. I want you to get it for me quickly. Genesis 49 from verse 8. I want you to look quickly at the blessings that is promised to the tribe of Judah. I want you to write down the blessings that is promised to the praising tribe. The remnant worship tribe that know how to worship Him, that know how to glorify Him, that know how to magnify Him, that know how to extol Him, that know how to lift Him high. I want you to know today something is about to change. The Bible says when you praise, your garments will change. That means your situation will change. Your finance will change. Your marriage will change. Your destiny will change. If you're a praiser, He says, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Genesis 49 and verse 8. Listen to this.
Judah, you are he whom your brother shall praise.
Pause there for a moment. Number one, the first blessing promise to you as the remnant, to you as the worship remnant. Number one, people will celebrate you. Oh my God. People will celebrate you. Wherever you go, you will feel like a celebrity. This side is not ready for that. I say, wherever you go, people will celebrate you. Wherever you go, you will be celebrated. You will not be tolerated. I prophesy. Listen, can I share with you the testimony? Be seated. I met with some billionaires in Sandton the other day. The guy who gave $160 million to Atbosov's building in Johannesburg. I met with this team of billionaires. Their assignment is to advance the kingdom of God. To build the kingdom of God. To extend the kingdom of God. Listen now. They had said, we have already chosen 12 spiritual advisors to this head of this movement, financial movement. They're all billionaires. He said, it's so unfortunate. The PA said to me, it's so unfortunate because he has already chosen the 12. Only 12 was allowed to be spiritual advisors. I drove off. The PA phoned me. He said, the man of God says, you must be part of this board. You must be part. And listen, these 12 pastors, they built churches for them. They built churches. That's what they just did for Adbosov, 160 million for that building in Johannesburg. So they don't play games. It's for real. It's not the pie in the sky. It's the ham and the pan. Then he said, the Lord spoke to him, you must be part, you and your wife must be part of the spiritual advisory board. They finance all these spiritual advisors. Listen, and they're going to build churches for them. Therefore, I need you to pray. Listen, not just that. He phoned again and he said, he wants to pay for you and your wife and fly you to T.D. Jakes' leadership conference. Everything is paid for. Because he wants you to speak into his life. He wants you to impart into his life. Give him guidance. You see, I have never found such kings that know how to rule with priests. In the Bible, priests and kings rule together. The reason Israel prevailed and the kings prospered is because they ruled with priests. If a king does not have a pastor, he's going to fail in life. If a king does not have a spiritual advisor in his life, he's going to fail soon. I came to prophesy. You will be celebrated wherever you go. I see some jealousy from the person next to you. Don't be jealous. It's your inheritance. You are part of the tribe of Judah. Read it again. What will your brothers do?
You are he whom your brothers shall praise.
You are. Your brothers shall praise you. Oh my God. Even Joseph was part of the tribe of Judah. And the Bible says, although his brothers betrayed him, eventually they praised him. He made the mistake to share the vision and the dream with his brothers. He said, one day I see you. I saw you in a dream. You will bow before me. And you will praise me. And that prophecy and prophetic came to pass in his life. Oh my God, I came to declare upon your life that you will be celebrated. Doors will open for you. The red carpet will be rolled out for you. I prophesy it upon your life. I make it loose upon you. I see some red carpets. I see some red carpets. Be rolled out for you. Be seated. Now somebody say, oh pastor, I'm so humble. Yeah, I don't need the red carpet, pastor. That celebration is a prophetic picture of how God celebrates you. Now when people celebrate you, you come with your false humility. It's a prophetic picture of how God celebrates you. Somebody say, I'm celebrated by God. Therefore, men in the earth realm are just portraying what God is actually doing for you. When you come around the corner, God claps hands for you. I say, when you come around the corner, God claps. Yeah. Therefore, God will not send you where you tolerate it. He will send you where you celebrate it. Abracareteya. Which means they will open the door for you. Because it's the initiation of God. That God says, because you are a praiser, I celebrate you. When praises goes up, blessings comes down. And the first blessing is, God says, because you sow celebration to me, I sow celebration to you. Quickly read it. I don't have time. Quickly
your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies.
Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Number two, you will have authority over the enemy. Oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Woo! You will have authority over your enemies. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Tell your neighbor, say, choke that thing. Psalms 108 and verse 8. Oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Abrusta, Ibrusta. Psalms 108 and verse 8. Psalms 108 verse 8. Here is the promise. A scepter is the instrument. The Bible talks about it. The scepter is an instrument a king has in his hands. And if you go read the psalm, the Bible says that Judah is like a scepter in a king's hand. When a king stretched the scepter out to you, it means that you are summoned and you must do everything that king says. Because the moment he stretched the scepter out on you, it means you're under authority. Abracarreteia, I prophesy supernatural authority. Let's continue to read. Keep it there for me. Say it will be supernatural authority. Say it one more time. Supernatural authority will rest upon my life. Say it one more time. Supernatural authority will rest upon my life. Let's read.
Your father's sons shall bow down to you.
Number three, write it down. Your father's sons will bow down to you. Number three, people will honor you. People, listen, not just any people. The Bible says even your family will honor you. Family members are the people that are most likely to honor you. They are likely to dishonor you. When I got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, began to preach, and God raised me up, family members didn't celebrate it. They didn't honor me. But because you're part of the tribe of Judah, the promise is they will honor you. Woo! Let's read.
Judah, a lion's cub. With the prey, my son, you have gone high up the mountain. He stooped down. He crouched like a lion and like a lioness who dares provoke and rouse him. The scepter or leadership shall not depart from Judah.
Be there. Pause there for a moment. The Bible says the scepter will not depart from Judah, which means you will never lose your authority. Number four, you will reign as a king. The scepter will never depart from you. Number four, you will reign as a king in this life. I wonder if there's any kings here this morning. Write it down. Number four, you will reign as a king in this life. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I need you to start the call for me. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. The Bible says the scepter of the king. Can I prophesy here this morning? The scepter will not depart from Judah, which means you will never lose your authority. You will always reign in power. You will always reign in dominion. Somebody say, I'm a king in the kingdom of God. Somebody shout and give him glory in this place. Come. Write it down. Number four, you will reign as a king. Let's continue to read.
Nor the ruler's staff from between his feet until Shiloh, the Messiah, the peaceful one, comes to whom it belongs, and to him shall be the obedience of the people.
And to him will be the obedience of the people. Number five, write it down. Nations will obey you. What does it say? Read that portion again.
Nor the ruler's staff from between his feet until Shiloh, the Messiah, the peaceful one, comes to whom it belongs. And to him shall be the obedience of the
and
people.
And to him shall be the obedience of the nations. Which means nations will obey you. I see 196 nations of the world obeying your instructions. because God is about to expand you to the nations of the world. I want the musicians to come quickly. I see nations being impacted by you. Abracarata. I wonder if you can jump up on your feet, spin around, and just give God a praise break. Woo! My God, this is powerful. Be seated. What does it say? Read it. We're going to praise now. Get into a praise mode. Come on. What does it say? Just softly. What does it say?
And to him shall be the obedience of the people.
Okay, continue to read.
Binding his fowl to the vine and his donkey's colt to the choice vine.
To the choicest branch. I don't know what translation that is, but it's weak compared to this one. The Bible says the choicest branch. Say with me, the choicest branch. What are you saying? What is the promise? How many of you want number six? You will receive preferential treatment. The Bible says to the choicest branch. Oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Say with me, preferential treatment. You will not tie your donkey to any branch. A donkey in the Bible speaks of a Ferrari. A donkey in the Bible speaks of a Lamborghini. A donkey in the Bible speaks of a Porsche. A donkey in the Bible speaks of a Maserati. Hey! Listen, let's speak. Oh my God, my God. Somebody said to me, oh, Jesus was so humble. Jesus drove on the back of a donkey. They aren't reading their Bible. They don't understand the word. Back in Bible time, to drive a donkey is equivalent to driving a Lamborghini, a Maserati, a Porsche, Ibrokusha, Carretera, Paya. You will not just pop anywhere. I say you will not just park anywhere, but it will be a choice parking for you. Somebody shout, I am the tribe of Judah. Supernatural preferential treatment is your portion. Jump upon your feet and give God praise. Pray. Listen. Woo. What does it say? It says, I feel the Holy Ghost here. He will tender his donkey to a vine. He's called to the choicest branch. Preferential treatment. Tell your neighbor, say, God is going to treat you better than what you deserve. Oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost here. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost here. I have to fly to Cape Town, but I prophesy there is a release of preferential treatment this week that's going to manifest in and through your life. Give God the praise in the house.
This is the end of the podcast. We believe that you've been touched and transformed. For more great content and updates in the Apostle, please go to our social media platforms.